You're with Phoenix FM here at Stand and Calling, and I'm pleased to say that I am now joined by Dave from the Fairyland Trust. Good afternoon, Dave.
Good afternoon, sir. I'm having a great time here at the festival. It's a great place with good people, and I'm here with the Fairyland Trust. We're a nature and conservation charity for 3 to 8 year olds, and we sneak nature learning cunningly into fairy and magical workshops with stories and stuff like that to help kids re-engage with nature. I mean, a lot of kids will say what animals come from the countryside, and they'll say a chicken or a cow, but they couldn't tell the difference between a crow and a blackbird, and that's just knowledge that was second nature to even our parents. And that's something we're trying to put back into the kids today. Running our workshops today, we've been running a bouncing bee workshop where the kids get to make a lovely bouncy British bumblebee, making the red-tailed, white-tailed or early emerging bumblebee out of a lovely pine cone. They can bounce them around and show their friends. We've also been making lovely crepe paper British wildflowers. The corncockle and field scabious were the ones I was helping the lovely little kids make, and they really, really enjoy it. And they love showing you the flowers afterwards. We've got our walkabouts. It dresses giant bees and walk around and show everyone how wonderful it is to be a big insect. It's really great fun here at the Stand and Fest. We love doing our events. Why not visit fairylandtrust.org for more information, and to attend one of our own events that we run ourselves, our own little kid-friendly festivals. Twice first prize winner in the Kids' Choice Awards.
Excellent, good stuff. How long has the Fairyland Trust been going?
Around about 18 or 20 years, I think. It was all the brainchild of our glorious matriarch, Sarah. She's really taken this from an acorn to an oak tree in its life. She was out with her kids and thought, well, wouldn't it be good if there was some nature learning that isn't just look at this tree, here is a diagram of its leaf, that's in a book and not very interesting. It's a way to engage kids in a sort of holistic way with wildlife. And we've been running our events now for years and years at in North Norfolk, our own, the Fairy Fair and the Real Halloween. For a while we did a Christmas event as well, and it's all great fun, all completely staffed by volunteers, and we have a wonderful time.
Good stuff. I was going to say what other events you've got coming up, but it seems like you've got quite a full calendar, haven't you?
Yes. Oh, yes. We like to go to lots of different various festivals. We've got another couple coming up in North Norfolk is our main area of operation. But if you visit fairylandtrust.org, you can see all our upcoming events, our own events and other places that we're going to be attending. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook probably as well. And you can see everything we'll be up to.
Excellent. So on social media, I suppose it's just Fairyland Trust.
If you search Fairyland Trust, our website's fairylandtrust.org, and I think we've got the links for our various social accounts on there. Or if you search #Fairyland Trust is our hashtag I've been trying to get everyone to use, but I think we've probably had about 3 posts. But it's wonderful. Visit fairylandtrust.org today.
Righto. Well, it's been great to see you doing so well here at Stand and Calling. And, well, good luck with your future events as well.
Thank you very much, and good luck to you too, sir.